Wendy Latore, it is such a pleasure to talk with you today. Thank you for sharing your time.
Thank you for having me, Gary. I'm very excited about this.
Well, it's a big issue. You know, incontinence is such a huge challenge for family caregivers. In fact, it's one of the top factors in long-term care placement decisions. Yet, the answers available to keeping, in particular, your male loved ones with urinary incontinence in the community have really been kind of scary, you know, latex reactions and irritating adhesives and infections. So what have you learned from family caregivers, and where has that taken you?
Well, that's very interesting. It's a great place to start, actually, Gary. I think it's a perfect question because my background is actually television and Hope Shopping Network and fitness and wellness and health and beauty and stuff like that. And when I was asked to get involved with this company, I was rather hesitant because I didn't know anything about incontinence. I mean, I had not had it in my own personal life with a grandparent or a relative of any sort. So, you know, my image of incontinence, especially for males, really was, you know, adult diapers. Didn't know anything about, indwelling catheters, nothing, nothing, nothing. So before I decided to take the job, the gentleman who is the CEO of the company, whose name is Gary as well, asked me to come in and get involved because it's a truly innovative product that makes a huge amount of choice, a lifestyle change and improvement for the people who use this product. Didn't know anything about it. So what I did is I went up to the Paralyzed Veterans of America Wheelchair Games in Richmond in 2012, and I met a client that was a wounded vet of ours that had been using the product. And I told Gary, I said, look, I want to go meet somebody who uses it. I want to hear it from their perspective. I took him and both of his parents to dinner, along with a couple of people in my staff. And the mother was the primary caregiver. And she started to tell me the story. I mean, I was absolutely shocked. I had no idea that a caregiver for an incontinent male would spend about 16 hours a week caregiving for that particular condition between the changing of the pads, the laundry, the prescriptions, the doctor's visits, and all that. But in her particular case, her son was a partial quad, so which meant he still felt pain. I knew nothing about this either. I was completely ignorant. So she tells me that because of that, she was having to put catheters, indwelling catheters on her son, or external catheters that would leak and pop off, and change his diapers, and do all this stuff, and had no life of her own. And she said, imagine what it was like for me to know that I'm causing my son this much pain. She would tell me about all of the doctor's appointments, all of the antibiotics, all the hospital visits, the recurring UTIs, and all this kind of stuff. And I got a complete picture of what the reality of the situation was. It was mind-blowing to me. I just couldn't believe that that's what it was. That's what the only choices were that they were given. So she said, her name was Caroline with a K, great lady from Kentucky. And her son was Mike McLaughlin. His story's on our website. And she said that Mike never left the house. He had no friends. He'd become super introverted, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, was completely dependent on these doctor's visits, and on and on and on. When they got into our product, his life completely changed. He is a rabid hunter. He's president of his local PVA association. He competes every year in the PVA games. His dignity returned, which was one of the biggest. I had no idea what that meant. And I got an idea of what that meant for the first time. And she had a life. She said, suddenly I have a life. Now, we had a booth there for the games, and the company had never attended the games, didn't know anything about it. So she says to me, will you let me stand in your booth tomorrow? Well, I said, of course you can. And, I mean, one person after another that we met, she was telling them about the product. Obviously, they'd been on them. And, I mean, we get testimonial after testimonial after testimonial after testimonial every single week from patients, from caregivers, from children of people that are dealing with this condition. And they talk about how it has created such an improved lifestyle and returned that person dealing with this condition to a life of dignity and having the ability to live a life again. So I was in Richmond. I called Gary. I remember going back to my hotel after this dinner, and I called my Gary and said, I'm in. That's it. I said, I'm in. I said, I had no idea. I had no idea that it was this big of a problem.
One of the biggest challenges of making sure that your loved one doesn't develop UTIs, urinary tract infections, why is that such a big challenge? What happens when they develop it? How easy is it for them to develop UTIs?
Every day that they have an indwelling catheter, the chances of getting a UTI go up by 5% per day. Okay?
Wow.
And after 30 days, it's 100% that they will have a UTI. That's a fact. That's a medical fact, okay? So the longer that that's in, you know, whether it's the Foley in the hospital or it's a, you know, they're having to self-cath, then the chances of them getting a UTI. And once they get a UTI, they will probably get it back again. They call it pre-colonized. Once the system is colonized with that infection, then the fact is that they're that much more apt to get it again. They call it catheter-associated urinary tract infection, or CAUTI for short. That's a big reason for readmission into hospitals.
Everything leads to everything. It affects the entire system, your loved one's health system. It's not just limited to the incontinence issue.
Oh, by all means. There's so many other issues that go along with it. You know, the skin tear downs, the incontinence, the time that the caregiver is taking care of the client. And if they can't take care of themselves, they're spending so much time taking care of another one, then many times their health declines and deteriorates. So you're right. It goes around and around and around and around, and it becomes, the issue just grows and grows and grows.
You know, one of the things that we started this conversation talking about was very important to me as well, which was the importance of helping our loved one maintain dignity. And this is a challenging issue.
We have made it a company ethos that everybody really is compassionate and treats these conversations with dignity and is very empathetic to whomever they're speaking with. And I think that's exactly what has to happen when you have these conversations. You have to have the conversations. You need to have the conversations face-to-face in a safe setting, and you're asking because you care, because there's an embarrassment issue to this. I did a video about the story of Michael and his mother, and she insisted that we show that to every one of the people that are on our team. She said, because they have to understand that the conversations are uncomfortable. It's not easy to have these conversations, that people it is embarrassing for them. Listen, hear what they're saying, and try to be compassionate about it so that they do share it with you, because a lot of the problem is a lot of people won't talk about it. They don't tell their doctor they even have the problem, let alone sometimes their loved ones. And then it just gets worse and worse and worse and worse. So you gotta get out there and have that conversation. You know, it's very important. And if you suspect that it's going on with somebody that you care about, then you need to sit them down and tell them in a very loving way that, you know, this is what's going on with you. Let's find a solution together. And there are other solutions. I mean, they don't have to just choose to wear diapers, and they don't have to just choose to wear a condom catheter, or they don't have to choose to get recurring UTIs. And obviously our product is one of those that does it. We've sold 3 million. We have zero UTIs that are attributable to the product itself. You know, and I've got letter after letter after letter after letter after letter saying my husband's life changed completely, my father's life changed completely, right? This, but you got to have that conversation.
How do you, as a primary caregiver, involve your own informal care team? How do you involve your family? How do you have this conversation about this issue if you need help and support?
Well, we try to do it sometimes using a little bit of humor. Remember years ago when impotence was the word you never said, you know, and then erectile dysfunction came out of the closet
right,
with all the Viagra ads and all this kind of stuff. So we call it the other I word. Let's talk about the other I word. Use that as an analogy. You know, it's like, okay, so this is the analogy. So years ago we didn't talk about that. We need to start talking about this. We think this is a problem, and it's one we all need to help, you know, our loved one with. And so let's talk about it. And you come armed with, you know, information that you have available through your shows or the proper research that is so available. There's a ton of research on our site. Let's do a schedule. Let's look at what the options are. Let's talk to his doctor if he hasn't talked to his doctor. You know, let's get the conversation out in the open. So our other I word, we're taking incontinence out of the closet, just like impotence came out of the closet.
I love it. And the last thing in the world you need to add to this is shame. There's no shame. It's a medical issue that there are answers for, and it's incumbent on the family to find those answers and to keep, you know, shame and fear and silence out of it.
Out. I mean, it's no different to me than talking about any other condition. When we have people come in that we're training, we're saying, if you act unembarrassed to talk to them, that caree will follow your lead.
Great. What is the state of the art in urinary incontinence support for male?
Our product. Okay. There's no doubt. We have a revolutionary product that is made from, we use a hydrocolloid, a proprietary hydrocolloid that attaches to the external anatomy, stays on for 24 hours so they can get in the shower once a day, take it off in the shower, dry themselves, reapply. It's small enough that it stays inside boxer shorts, and they can go out and golf. They can go. It is dependable. It is completely discreet. We've sold, as I said earlier, 3 million of them, and we have had zero attributable UTIs. I mean, our company is growing like mad because people are finding out. And honestly, if you looked at the BioDermInc.com website and you saw the product is called Men's Liberty, I mean, there's pages and pages and pages of testimonials. One woman wrote this beautiful thing. Her husband had ALS, and she just said, at least his last 2 years were comfortable, and he had dignity, and was able to go to his granddaughter's graduation.
What is the one most important piece of advice you'd like to share with a family caregiver whose loved one is living with male urinary incontinence?
The one piece of advice is that there is options that would allow that person to have an improved quality of life, maintain dignity, and give the caregiver a life of their selves.